Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
We are the only show in the world brave enough to just turn it over to you. Because we're secure in what we do and who we are.
Correct.
This is your show.
Correct.
We just happen to push all the buttons.
Also, we're lazy.
617-931-1234. Call or text, please, and tell us what you're getting into over the weekend. Kennedy, how about you?
That's a very good question.
Okay, you can think about it.
No, so today I'm actually going to meet up with Casino Guy. I haven't seen him in a really long time, so
okay.
We're going to have a quick lunch.
Nice.
And then on Saturday...
Squid steak somewhere or something?
Correct!
Can I say that guy lives the coolest life out of anybody I've ever seen?
Works his ass off to do so.
Follow him on social media, and he is everywhere doing the coolest things at all. It'll just be like a random Tuesday, and suddenly he's in New Orleans. And then it'll be like Thursday, and he's in Key West. I'm like, this guy.
You could do that, Dan.
I can just take a little microphone on the road. Do
absolutely. If you called me like Tuesday morning from New Orleans with a microphone,
yes,
I'd be all in.
100%. And then I have a couple of birthday parties on Saturday.
A couple of birthday parties?
Yes. And then,
okay.
And then on Sunday, I'm going to go bowling with some listeners.
I know. I appreciate you doing that.
Anytime.
We
I'm
gave
excited.
Away a prize to go bowling with me, and I got swept into a lacrosse tournament on Sunday in Western Mass. So Kennedy is going to be filling in at the Kings thing. So that should
you know
be
what
fun.
You should do is you should wear your Carson outfit that you wore yesterday for Halloween.
That's kind of funny.
And just don't even tell them that you're not Carson.
It's a really good prize too because it's like a party for 10 Kings and bowling. And it's an even better prize now that Kennedy's going instead of me.
They got upgraded?
Yeah, they get upgraded. They got like the VIP package
you
now.
You just got the platinum package. Kennedy's coming.
I just got my nails done, so we're going to have to put the bumpers up because I'm just going to
two-handed it down.
Yep.
Kennedy, we have your friend Beep Dennis on with us. Good morning, Beep Dennis.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday, my friend. What's going on? You have a woman that you want to talk about, something that's happening with her?
Actually, yeah, there's a couple things going on kind of in the same theme. It's like a women's in public service theme I got going on this weekend. My friend Lauren, who was a civilian that I worked with in fire headquarters, is graduating from the Boston Police Academy today. So I'm heading over there for lunch. At my lunch, we're super excited for her and proud of her. And, of course, the rest of her classmates who are all graduating today from the Police Academy.
The boy that I used to mentor, he graduates in that class today, too. Jonathan
Carson.
Whalen.
Oh,
yeah, super proud
amazing.
Of him. So, yeah, he'll be there, too. And what else is going on?
And then tomorrow, the Boston Fire Department is having an event that's honoring the 40 years of women who have served the citizens of Boston in the fire department. So, they're having a big sit-down dinner and a ceremony to show appreciation for all the women who have served the city over the last 40 years. And actually, the first woman who was ever hired as a Boston firefighter 40 years ago yesterday is still an active duty firefighter, still working. And she is going to be there as well, obviously, and she's going to get her 40-year pin for 40 years of service, which... it's not an easy pin to get. Not a lot of people get that. So it's really extraordinary. Patricia Dunneman is really a trailblazer for all the women who are now, serving on the department.
Did you say her name was Tracy Dunneman? Is that what you said?
Patty
Dunneman. Congratulations to Patty and congratulations to Laura. Lauren,
thanks
too.
For being such a good doobie, raising the people up all the time like you do, Dennis. It means a lot.
Yeah, no, it's easy. You know, I got good friends, so I'm just happy to put good things out there, you know?
What a guy.
Have a great weekend.
I love you, buddy.
Thank you, Beep Dennis. Carrie is from Warwick, Rhode Island, and headed to New York City. Why are you going down there?
I'm going to see a limited run of the Broadway musical Ragtime at New York City Center, and I'm super excited about it.
Oh, my gosh. I read that book and did a book report on it in high school. I never got to see the musical. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We bought tickets so long ago, and I'm super excited.
Was it a movie?
It was indeed. It won a book.
Yeah, like in the
Oscars.
70s or 80s.
Ew,
or
so. was, the 80s, I
was it?
Say.
I think the 80s?
Yeah.
That's fun. Who's starring in it? Anybody big or?
There's like a good number of like Broadway stars, like Josh Henry and Kathy Levy and right. a few others that are pretty big on Broadway. So I'm really psyched.
Yeah. It's a pretty big deal because it's a really limited run. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Very
Have
cool.
so much fun.
Enjoy that. Yeah, so because you're filling in for me on Sunday, that kind of frees up my weekend. So now I finally get to do something that I want to do this weekend, Kennedy. On Sunday, I am fortunate enough that I get to take Barrett to a lacrosse tournament.
A little me time.
Yeah, a little me time. Just me and my son at a field somewhere on Saturday. It's just awesome.
No one else bothering you.
No, nothing.
No parents yelling from the sidelines.
And sure then, you don't want to go bowling?
And then on Sunday, listen to this, Kennedy, because you freed up my schedule on Sunday, I get to go to a different lacrosse tournament even farther away. So some even more me time with my son.
You are a lucky, lucky man.
I am very lucky. Going to get a lot of me time this weekend with my son and lacrosse. I know.
You'll come back so centered and zen on Monday morning.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, because parents don't get thrown out. They don't scream at people. There's none of that happens.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.